Could alpaca fiber contribute to a more sustainable textile industry? That's what some in Ohio are wondering. The state is home to thousands of the fluffy creatures, and that means farmers have a lot of alpaca fiber and a lot more questions about what to do with it. Amy Eddings of WCPN IdeaStream has more.
Last fall, a local organization challenged residents in Northeast Ohio to think differently about the clothes they buy. Embrace garments made only of locally sourced natural fibers and dyes. The goal was to energize a local farm-to-closet sustainable fashion movement. The alpaca, quite fittingly, played a star role. Ohio has 22,000 registered alpacas, more than any other state in the nation, and Northeast Ohio was where the industry got its start.
So no private farmer owned alpacas till 1984, and I was the first guy to buy them.
Anthony Stokowski, now a retired veterinarian, was the first large alpaca breeder in Ohio. He purchased 50 from the first herd imported into the U.S. from Peru. He and partner Mary Reed currently have about 250 on their farm northeast of Akron. At the height of the alpaca craze in the early 2000s, the farm had as many as 800.
Since then, they've become domestic livestock, and now we sell them to farmers.
But could these alpacas be more than cute little pets? Perhaps a resource for the local textile industry? That's what Jess Boki wants to know. She's the co-founder of Rust Belt Fiber Shed, a loose network of fiber farmers, processors, and designers uniting to support locally grown textiles. But to her dismay, Stokowski and Reed tell her more than a third of the fiber from their alpacas is tossed.
Well, we don't have any buyers, so we throw it all in the dumpster. It's just been really terrible. People come in, they want to buy fiber for very low prices. It's easier to garbage it than to sell it.
It's so unfortunate.
Yeah, I know.
Sad to see that happen. You know, it's such a resource.
Yeah. We've never had a fiber industry.
This is true. And the story behind it shows why Jess Boki's dream of a local fiber network may be difficult to realize and why it's a good time right now to try. The national alpaca industry is small, very small. There are about 250,000 of them in the U.S., compared to 3.6 million in their native Peru. There's also no infrastructure to support the large-scale processing of alpaca fiber. Like most of the fashion industry, the work of textile, spinning, weaving, and manufacturing has gone overseas. There are mini mills that will take small batches of fiber, clean it, and spin it into yarn. Mary Reed says it's labor-intensive.
So we've got this challenge in that it's a very long staple, so you have to have equipment that can process and deal with staple lengths of 5 to 7 inches. Sheep wool is what, an inch and a half?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with a fiber that comes in a range of microns, or fineness, if you will. And alpacas come in more colors than any other livestock.
Wow.
We show them in 16 colors. You've got the color, you've got the length, you've got the micron. It becomes very challenging. It's not like the wool industry.
Well, how has Peru done it then?
Women sit there and they sort through mounds and mounds and mounds of fiber in the same color all day long for less than a dollar an hour. That's how they do it.
So this is really a challenge to bring this to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's a cottage industry.
Yeah.
It's a cottage industry that is still struggling to get off the ground, even after 40 years. Here's why. The American alpaca industry wasn't created to sell fiber. It was built around breeding the exotic animal in your own backyard and selling its adorable woolly offspring. By the early 2000s, alpaca females were averaging $70,000 at auction and males $30,000. Unlikely people became alpaca farmers, doctors, retirees, even famously former Cleveland Mayor Michael White. Meanwhile, alpaca's top commodity, its fiber, was selling for $5 a pound. Richard Sexton, an agricultural economist out of University of California, Davis, ran the numbers and concluded farmers would need $47 a pound just to cover basic costs.
It was clear that the value of the fiber wasn't even commensurate with the cost of feeding and otherwise maintaining the alpaca. So in economics parlance, they're worthless.
Sexton co-authored an article in 2006 stating as much. It was the pin that popped the alpaca industry's speculative bubble, along with the Great Recession of 2008.
You didn't have to pay for them. There was thousands of them for free. That's how you get rid of them. Right now, there's a price. And the price is $500 for a little male that is not going to be a show animal. It's not zero anymore.
Now that prices have come down, way down, business is booming for those who process alpaca fiber. Sean Riley's family owns and operates New England Alpaca Fiber Pool in Massachusetts. Like the name implies, the company pools fiber from hundreds of farms and takes it to commercial mills that turn it into yarn or even hats, socks, and sweaters. Riley says their business has doubled every 18 months since 2013.
When a lot of people that were in the alpaca industry for the wrong reasons were shooken out of it because they're saying, hey, I can't sell $50,000 animals. When that happened, it was actually the best thing for the fiber aspect of it because it forced people in the industry to say, I need to make an income off of the fiber I produce to kind of help pay my farm bills. So it was actually a blessing in disguise for us.
And it may be a blessing in disguise for Rust Belt Fiber Shed's Jess Boeke, who still believes, despite Anthony Stokowski's skepticism, that a bioregional natural fiber network can be restarted here in Ohio with alpaca at the center.
When we think of assets in this region, you know, alpacas are clearly on the top of the list for the potential. There's got to be a way, a concerted effort, something that can happen that can create a local industry out of this.
You might be the missing link, like the Sasquatch that kind of brings the actual farmer with the person that's interested in the fiber. And we would love to have people come here and look at our fiber and pay us a fair price for it.
That price may never be $47 a pound, but perhaps, with enough interest, it will be high enough to keep farmers from throwing alpaca fiber into the dumpster. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Eddings.